Viter in Shas. Remember the comment of Lamed Beis. Picking up on Lamed Aleph from the Beis by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Zeba b'chaviso, Zeba k'horoso. Let's say you have two people are walking down the street and they saw something neat. They're both walking Mishnah Sarabim. This one's coming with his barrel and this is with a... His bound them is coming with his beams, and they're walking towards each other. And they're being into each other. One breaks the other. Putter. Then it's going to be putter. Both of them are rishus to go and walk in that public domain. What happens if they're walking in a line, and you have that the owner of the beam was first, and the bow is walking behind him, and then the one walking behind walks quicker. First one's walking fine, the one in the back is walking quicker. And then he rams himself into the barrel, into the beam. Potter balakor. Then the guy's going to be potter. What do you want from me? You decided to walk into me, not my problem. Beep. Turn the page. I'm a bees. Amad al. Vim Amad Balkor, if the Balkor stopped, he stopped walking in the middle, then he walked into him, so then Chayiv is going to be Chayiv, and he's going to have to, the Balkor is going to have to pay. Vim Amar Lebal Chavis, Amod, what he said to him, stand, in other words, literally means actually to stop. I mean, literally means to stand, it means stop, don't go. Putter, then he's going to be putter, he's off the hook. Because the guy should have stopped when he said, stop. Let's say the Balchavis is walking down the street, the barrel guy, and the Balkor and the one with the beam is walking behind him, and he's walking fast, and then the guy walks right into the guy and he breaks his barrel, then he's going to be chayev because he was walking too quickly. The Balchavis is stopped, and he's going to be putter, he's going to be putter because it was a weird thing to do in the middle of Rishis Rabim. Stop, I'm going, the chayev, he's going to be chayev to pay for it because he should have stopped. And similarly, the same dinim are going to apply. If one guy is walking with his candle, and the other one's coming with his pishtam, with his flax, and then, you know, the same dinim will apply. What's the dinim of a guy who's having tashmish with his rebbetzin, and he's mazik? Cave in the Rishus Ka'avid Pater. Do we say because he was doing it by Rishus, therefore it's Pater? Odilma Ibai Leilayune, he should have been a little bit more careful in what he's doing, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv. Amar Le Tinisoi said, we learn to the Mishnah. But the guy is walking with his Korah, his beam, and he bumps into the barrel, he's not Chayiv. She'll say Rishus Lahalach, was El Rishus Lahalach. The first case, he said Rishus to be doing what they were doing, and therefore he's off the hook. And here also, it's Mutter to have Tashim put the Nebetzin. Amarava Kavachom, Rav says, what do you mean? We got a Kavachom that shows just the opposite. The case of the Ya'ar, the forest, is talking about the Pasuk says, Vasha Yavo Esrei Eyu Bayar, Lacht of Eitzim, Venitche Yadu Begarzen, Lichros Eitz, Venoshal Bazim Eitz, Hamas Esrei Eyu Vamesu, Hunyano Selachas Arim, Ha'ele, Vachai. This is talking about the Ir Miklat, the person goes to kill someone in Bishogeg. You got two people that come into the forest and they're chopping wood. And one guy swings the axe. And what happens? The iron of the axe flies off of the wood and it finds the guy. And the guy dies. He has to go to a Ir Miklat. So each one has a rishus to be there. And that happens. Nasa Kimisha Nichas, Rishus Chaver V'chayev. It's considered as if the person walked into the rishus of Chavero. That's going to be Chayev. So Zeh, Shal Rishus Chaver Nichnas. This one, Dafka, but the Tashmir, the Dafka went into Rishus Chaver, meaning the Rabbitson, and therefore it should certainly be Chayef. Says the Gemara, Ella Hakatani, Shelazer Rishus Lahalich, Vazer Rishus Lahalich. Wrong chop, but Hakatani, Shelazer Rishus Lahalich. It says that both of them are supposed to be there, and therefore it should be Potter. What are you talking about? Says the Gemara, Hasam Tarvayo Kahadadininu. Over there by the Mishnah, both of them are the same. Hacha Iu Ka'avid Maisa. But over here, he's doing the Maisa and she's not. Meaning, when the beam and the barrel, they're going, you know, one's walking, the other one's walking, one walks into the other. So therefore, each one is part of the actual Nezek. That's why he's off the hook. But Hacha Iu Ka'avid Maisa. Over here, the husband, he's the one doing the Maisa over here. He's the one doing the action. And the woman is considered as a passive participant. Says Gemara of Hilo, she's not considered doing part of the Maisa. We know we're talking about that in a case where you have a relationship that are aser, Rashi says, Noif and Noefes B'mashma, Hanefashis Osos, in plural, that when there's an Isser type of relationship and they're together, that it says V'nichusu ha'nefashos ha'osos, both of them that are doing it. Says the Gemara, hana'a l'tarvayu isu. What does that mean? It means that both of them are getting hana'a, but not that she's actually actively doing it. Iyu ma'isa kuka d'chav, but he's the one doing the actual ma'isa. So, therefore, like we said before, you can't compare the cases, because the case in the Mishnah, both of them are doing something. One's walking with the beam on the barrel, walking towards each other, and therefore pater, because both mutter, they're doing mutter things. Over here, when there's a mutter thing, the bottom line, she's doing the ma'isa, she isn't. And therefore, he's going to be chayiv, even though it's mutter for them to be having tashmish over there. Next part of Mishnah, let's say you have the one with the beam is walking first, and then the guy behind with the chavis, is walking afterwards, and the guy walks into it, so what's the din? Sorry, yeah, the barrel's first and the beam is second, then he's going to, the chavis breaks, he's going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Did I make a mistake here? No, okay, let's read a little, we'll see. So, Hayyabal Kari Rishon, Amr Shalkash, Shtei Paras Rishus Arabim, Achas Vuz Vachas Malachas, we saw this already. We have two cows and a Rishus Arabim. One of them is crouching down, is sitting down, the other one's walking. Ba'ata Malachas Berevutza Ptura. Let's say the one that's walking kicks the one that's sitting over there, then she's off the hook. Revutza Malachas Chayab, the one sitting kicks on walking, that's a little strange. And therefore, right, the one that's walking goes and kicks. It was walking when it makes sense. The one's lying there and all of a sudden kicks, that's a problem. They're going to be Chayab. Lema Messiah Lehoyabal, let's bring a riot for this. Hayabal Korah Rishon, Abal Chavis Acharon. If the Bal Korah, the beam is first and the Chavis guy barrels walking behind it, and Nishpura Chavis, and I was walking too quickly, and Nishpura Chavis Bakora Pater. He walks into the beam, so it's his problem, he's Pater. The guy, the Korah doesn't have to pay. The im amad bal korah chayiv, but if the guy stopped, he stopped talking about he's going to be chayiv. So v'ha achad the kiruvutza b'malachas dami. Now we hear this case where the guy stops and he goes in and the barrel then walks into and breaks. It's like the case of the cow that's sitting over there, and it goes and kicks one walking by. If a katani chayiv, and the Mishnah says he's going to be chayiv, so that backs up Rish Lakish over here that the owner of this animal that's squatting is going to be chayiv as he kicks. Says more of a tizbra. Can you compare them? Right, do you really think do you think that Sayubai is he going and bringing a raya over here for Rish Lakish? Lo mistaya the lo messiah elamiksha na mikasha. Not only does it not bring a raya for him, but it actually brings a pakasha against him. Time of the ba'ata, Rish Lakish is saying that the reason why the one squatting there is going to be chayiv because it kicked. Ha huska memela pater. But if the animal would have been injured by like falling over the animal, then it wouldn't be chayev. But the case of our Mishnah is talking about the case of the barrel is broken just on its own, and the Mishnah says that it's going to be chayev. What's going on? It seems to be the opposite of what you're saying. It says, the Mishnah is talking about a case where this beam blocks the whole road like a shoulder, like a dead body, like we saw, like a nevela. Rashi says, that kor la'orcha, it's on the width. Because then you're going to be chayiv even if it's memela, because it shouldn't be like that. Rish Lakish is talking about the case where it's squatting on one side of the street. Therefore, the walking one should have walked on the other side of the street and not stepped over the animal that's squatting over there. So the owner that's like the owner of the animal that's crouching down is chayiv only if the animal kicks, but not if it's tripped. Oh, not if you trip over it. So now the Gemara says, maybe we can back him up from the back up Rish Lakish from the Seifa. As we say now, Ela Seifa de Masnis and Messiah le Rish Lakish, the Seifa goes and supports Rish Lakish. The Katani, Haya Bal Chavis, Rishon, Bal Kor Achron. If the Mishnah said that if the owner of the barrel was first and the beam was after, Nishma Chavis, Bakor Chayiv is going to be Chayiv because he's walking too quickly. It ran into him. Vim Almad Bal Chavis, Pater, but if he stops, he's going to be Pater. Aiva Hacha de Kimalechas Bervutadam. It's similar to the one that's walking. That into the revuta, into the kicker over there. Either one that's walking kicks the one that's sitting. Vikatani pater. And the Mishnah says that the one with the beam is going to be pater. It's going to not have to pay. Masnisen chiorche kamaski. Where it says, no, not a raya. In the Mishnah, with the beam, that's the case where he's just walking in a normal manner. Hacha amr la. Here, the But in the case of the crouching animal, you can see through and walking. It makes sense. You can go and you could walk right over me. That makes sense. But lebuute be less rishusa. But to go and kick me, there you have no resource to do such a thing. So you have no riot to support Rish Lakis from there. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Shnaim shayim halchem rishus harabim. You got two people that are walking in rishus harabim. Echad ratz vechad mahalach. One of them is running, the other is walking. Osha yishneim ratzim. Both of them are running. Viziko zed zeh. And they damage one another. Shneim paturim. Both of them are going to be pater. Rashi says, kidim mefarish. Big Gemara. We're going to explain what's going on. Masnisin deloka. To look at Isi ben Yehuda, Mishnah must not be going like Isi ben Yehuda. The tiny Isi ben Yehuda, Omer, he says in the Braisa, Rutz Chayev in place of Mishunah. The one running is going to be Chayev because he's doing something which is unusual. You're running in the street like that in the Mishnah Sarabim. Modi Isi ben Erev Shabbos ben Ishmashos, but he's masking him if it's Erev Shabbos ben Ishmashos that he's going to be off the hook. Because in that case, he's running with Rishus. Rashi says, Mefarish Lekaman. He's going to explain later on what that means. He's running to go and get ready things for Shabbos. Therefore, he goes and he bumped into him. He's not going to be chayev because it's not considered mashunadika halacha behavior. Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha Yisav and Yehuda. Halacha is like Yisav and Yehuda. That going and running Rishus Rabbim is unusual and except for if it's Erev Shabbos. Omi Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha. Does he really say that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha Yisav Mishnah. He says halacha is go like Yisav Mishnah. Utanan echad rots ve'echad mahalich osha yushneim rotsim, and the Mishnah says one's running and one's walking, or both of them are running, peturim that they're going to be putter. So I don't get it. Do you go like Isi ben Yehuda, or you go like our Mishnah, which is the Stam Mishnah, which are contradicting one another? Masnisin says Gemara, no problem. We could say it's a Stam Mishnah and it's Isi ben Yehuda, because the Masnisin be'erev Shabbos benish pasos. It's talking about a case of erev Shabbos benish pasos, and that's where they're going to be putter. Mimai, how do you know that that's what it's talking about? Meet the Ketani from the fact that the Mishnah says, Usha Yushneim Ratzim Pturim, or both of them running their putter. Ha Sulamali, why do I need to say this? You don't have to say that. Hashta Echad Ratz, Echad Mahalik is putter. Shneim Ratzim Yibai, would you have to say both of them? Ela Hachkar, what means to say? Echad Ratz, Echad Mahalik putter. Bamed Devar Mamurim, Be'erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. Ava Bechol, if it's in the weekday, Echad Ratz, Echad Mahalik is going to be Chayiv. Shneim Ratzim Afila Bechol Pturim. If both of them running, then even during the weekday, they're going to be potter because both of them are dealing in an unusual fashion. Mishina Dikad Maisa. So now, says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Umoda Isi Be'erev Shabbos, Be'enish Moshes, who potter his mask, Be'erev Shabbos, Be'enish Potter, Be'enish Shabbos, Be'erev because he's running with permission. Be'erev Shabbos, my Be'erev Shabbos, what kind of Rishus is there to run Be'erev Shabbos? Kid the Rebbe Chanina, the Amar Rebbe Chanina says that Be'erev Shabbos, beep, turn the page. Lamed Be'ez, Amar Be'ez. Come, let's go greet the Shabbos bride. Let's go greet the bride, the Kala Malkasa. Let's go greet the queen. Says Rashi, you're accepting the king over here. So they're going to greet the queen. The army law likros Shabbos Kala Malkasa. Others say that he would say to greet the Shabbos, the bride of the queen. Binayani would get himself dressed up and he would stand where he is. He'd get dressed up nicely. And he would say, come, bride, come, bride. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Ha mivakeya b'rishus harabim, hizik b'rishus hayachid. Interesting, we have over here, right away, the Mesor Shas says that the order of the Mishnah is out of order over here. B'mishnah b'mishnayis, isa lehefech b'tchila, ha mivakeya b'rishus hayachid, v'achek ha mivakeya b'rishus harabim, v'bazem muvan seder, hatzvichusa v'gemara. You can see the Gemara seems to be going in the order of the flipped way in the Mishnah. But let's just read it straight up. Somebody goes in the Mevakeh Rishus Rabban, the chopping wood in Rishus Rabban. V'hizik Rishus Yachid, and a piece flies into Rishus Yachid. Or Rishus Yachid, he's chopping in Rishus Yachid. V'hizik Rishus Rabban, and it damages someone in Rishus Rabban. Or Rishus Yachid, he's doing chopping wood in Rishus Yachid. V'hizik Rishus Yachid Acher, and it flies over to another Rishus Yachid. Rishus Shel Acherim Chayev, then the person is going to be Chayev. Zok the Gemara. And Utsricha, you need to say all three cases. Zitana, Mevakea, Birshus Hayachid, Viz Birshus Harabim, which is the second case of the Mishnah, thereby showing that clearly this was the first one. That's why the order of the Mishnah is out of order. If you would have said the case of someone who chops a wood in Birshus Hayachid and goes and damages someone in Birshus Harabim, I would think only in that case is going to be Chayav, Mishum Deshrich Harabim, because it makes sense that people are going to be walking in Birshus Harabim. So if you're doing Birshus Hayachid and it goes in Birshus Harabim and damages, you should have been more careful. Avam, Birshus Harabim, Birshus Hayachid, the Lo Shrich Harabim, there's not a lot of people there. Therefore, I says, in that place, Therefore, you would think, Emma, you're not going to be chayiv. So you have to write both. V'itana mishu z'rab mishu z'yachid. We just would have talked to the case mishu z'rab mishu z'yachid. I would say mishu z'me yikar, shalor v'rishus of it. Really, what he did is not rishus. You're not like chop wood and rishus a rabbin. Av mishu z'yachid, which is a rabbin. The rishus that he did with rishus, you're allowed to do that. Emma, so you're not going to be chayiv. Therefore, you have to write both. V'itana achtaiti, we would say both of those cases, which is rabbin, which is yachid, which is just rabbin. That one I would say you're going to be chayiv because it makes sense. It's going to be people in Mishas Rabbim. You shouldn't be careful in Mishas Yachid. Hamishim is a little Rishos. We do Mishas Rabbim to Mishas Yachid. You don't have Rishos to do such a thing. Avam, Rishos Yachid, Mishas Yachid, Acher, the Lo Shlichi Rabbim. There's no Rabbim over there. Make Karb Rishos, and you didn't make Karb Rishos. And it's really Milo. You say you're not chayiv. Tricha, therefore, you have to write all three cases. Tana Rabba, Nana Nichnas, the Chanusa Shalnagar, Shalob Rishos. Someone goes into a shop of a Nagar, which is a carpenter. And you went in without Rishos. You went in, you shouldn't have been there. You didn't get Rishos to be there. Venitza Bekas, Vatavcha Alpan of a mace, and a piece of wood flies out as he's working on something, and it hits him in the face, and the guy dies. Rachman al-Litzlan. What's the den? Potter. The carpenter is off the hook. He is Potter. He doesn't have to pay nothing. Rashi says, Migolus. It's not like he killed, meaning there's no one to pay here, right? But he's Potter Migolus and running to Golus. He doesn't have to need kapara. Vim nichas b'rishos chayev, but he went in because of rishos, then he should be more careful. My chayev, what does that mean that he's chayev? Rabbi Yossi Rechanina, chayev ba'arba devarim u'pater megalus. It means that he's chayev to pay the four things. We're talking about over here, where the guy is still alive. She says, im lo meis, elo huzak, nosin lo nezek, tsar, ripoy, sheves, the Havali Poshea, because Poshea, a Boshes low, the Eno Chayev ala Boshes Ajis, Gavinus, we saw in the past. Lafish ain't Doma Liyar, because back in the Gemara, is not considered to the case of the Yar, where each one came, is allowed to be there. Yar, Zel Rishus on Nichnas, Zel Rishus on Yichas, each one went in with their own Rishus, allowed to do such a thing. Zel Rishus Chavir Nichas, because this case, this guy came to his Chavir's area over there. And therefore, it's not like the Yar situation. Therefore, it doesn't go to Galus. Amar Rav Kavachomer says, "What do you mean, Rav Kavachomer, that he should go to Galus?" Uma Yar, by the case of the forest, Zeladaito Nechnas v'Zeladaito Nechnas. This one comes in on his own, and this one comes in also on his own. They're not getting rishus from anyone. Rashi says, "Shelo Natal Rishus Mechaveru." Nasa Kamisha Nechnas Das Chaveru v'Gola. It's considered if he came with the Das. With of his friend, and he's going to chayiv to go to Galus. Zeh shalas chaver nichtas lo kol shchein. Then the case of the carpenter, where the guy came in with permission, and of course he's going to have to go ahead and go to Galus in such a case. Why doesn't he go to Galus? So you say el amarava my potter mi Galus do lo sagile Galus. What does it mean? He's potter from Galus. It means Galus isn't going to help. He doesn't go to Galus because it's considered worse in a case of shogeg. Behind the time of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Bishum Da'avile Shogig Karv LeMeizid. This is called a Shogig, which is close to Meizid. Rash says the Ibele, the Yuna, he should have been very careful, and he wasn't careful. Therefore, Gullus wouldn't be a Kapara. Gullus is a person did something, but Shogig, they couldn't have controlled it. But this is considered like Meizid, therefore, he doesn't go to Gullus. Masif Rav, the Rebbe says, now hold on 1 second. We get a question that from actually our very own Mishnah. Hosef lo ritzua achas. I'm sorry, not our Mishnah, from another Mishnah. Mishnah was just found, as we're going to see here, in the Heilige Makos. Hosef lo ritzua shliach bezin lemisha chayv malchus. Someone's chayv malchus, but he gives him ritzua achas, one more hit. Yoser al ma shalamdu bezin, more than they evaluated. Sheyachal kabel, he's able to accept. He'll be able to handle umeis gola yado. And this guy dies. He goes, the guy who did the smacking. The shliach, he goes to Gullus. Hosel b'vachach is meis harizei gola al yado. I va'acha de shogi karv l'meizid hu. This is like a shogi next to meizid, because the boy is suke adaiti de maisein shei b'chad ritzua. He should have thought about the fact that a person can die if you do too much. V'katane harizei gola. This says the guy goes to Gullus. So you see, if in a something karv l'meizid, still goes to Gullus. Therefore, the guy goes in the woodshop, he should go to Gullus. Amarav Shimi Merda the Toy Biminyana. That means he's talking about a case where a person made a mistake when he was counting. So he thought that the guy was able to handle one more. They evaluated he can handle 8 smack. Like 39 lashes is a little bit much. And most people can handle that, but he evaluated the guy can get 8 and he counts and he makes a mistake and he says 7 instead of 8. When he says the 8th, it's really 9, and the guy dies. So that's a Gemara, Tafach Le Rava, Besanli Rava, give him a little whack with his, like, you give him a little kick with his sandal. Rashi says, Le'Rab Shimi, B'Sandali, Le'Rab Shimi, he calls Sandali, he tapped him over there. Lashon Bal, B'Sandali, Le'Rab Shimi. Another Lashon is that he actually gave him a little kick over there. Amalei Otto Hu Mani, he said, is this Shliach who counts out, he's the one who counts? Rashi says, a Shliach Mani? But Tanya went to the Brayis, a Gadol Shebedayanim Kare, V'Sheni Monav V'Shishi Yom Ra'keyo. We know that the way that it goes is that the most chashuv one goes ahead and he reads out what he has to read. The second one counts the Malkus, and the third one goes and says, hey. So really, it's the judge who's the one involved with the counting over here. So why are you saying it's talking about the Shliach made a mistake? And for the Gemara, Elmer Rav Shimon Adai, the Torah Dayan Nagufe. We're talking about the case that the judge himself actually made a mistake when he was doing the count. And so the Shliach now goes to Gullus because he himself should have been careful and not really relied on what the judge was doing over here. And the judge doesn't go to Gullus because he's the one actually doing it. So really, the person should go to Gullus in the carpenter situation over here. Now we have another back. We'll back up another point to show over here that really, we're gonna have another attack on the concept that says no, it's carved the mace. It's afraid it doesn't go to Gullus. But mace, Azor, because the Eben Lishus Rabbim Baharak also mak. Because someone goes and throws a rock into the Rishus Rabbim and he kills someone walking by. Harizagola goes to Gullus. I have a hacha to show Kor Lamezit. So Kor Lamezit. The boy lay a suke a dieti, which is a rabbi, Shrikhinshi. You should have known, be more careful. Like people are walking by over there. Rikatani Harizagola, yet it still said he goes to Gullus. So you see, someone even with this Kor Lamezit still does go to Gullus. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, but so says Koslo. He said that the Mishnah is talking about a case where one throws a rock. The one that threw it was taking apart the wall and throwing it into Rishus Rabbim. Not a random throwing over here, but it's because he's taking apart the wall, and that's why he did it. So he's going, hold on, how does that help? He still should have been careful that no one was walking over there. Therefore, he shouldn't be off to work. And so the Gemara was supposed to be on the hook. But so by Laila, he's doing it at night. Therefore, he doesn't expect anyone supposed to be over there if he goes to Gullus. Says the Gemara about Laila, Nami, by Laila. He still should have been careful. What are you talking about? People could walk by at night also. But so says Kosa, by Yom, La Ashba. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a case where he's taking it during the day and he's throwing it into the garbage. It's like Ashba, like this garbage pile over there. Rashi says, Besosa is coastal beyom la Ashba. In fact, the Gemara, hi Ashba, Yechidami, what exactly is the case? E the Shlichi Rabbim Mezidu. If it's a place where people generally walk over there, so then that's called Mezid, because you should have known that's going on. Vid the Lo Shlichi Rabbim Anasu. If no one's walking over there, then the guy's considered an Anas, and therefore you shouldn't have to go to Galus altogether. I'm a Papa. Says Rav Papa, Papa, Lo Tzricha Ela Ba'ashba Asuili Punish Balayla. It's talking about a type of garbage, like this pile of garbage that's used for people to go to the bathroom at night. That's what they would go to the bathroom. Ve'ena Asuili Punish Bayom, but it's not a place where people go there during the day. Ve'ika de Mikre V'yasev. There's sometimes that people go and they sit there even during the daytime. Mezid lohavi da'ino asuli panos b'yom. It's not a mezid when he throws the stuff over there. It wouldn't make sense for a person to be there during the daytime. Anastami lohavi da'ika demikri v'yosif. It's not honest either because there are times when people would go ahead and be involved in using the bathroom over there. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, picking it up tomorrow with another version of how to understand what went on over here. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.